During a police interview, Natalie Keepers confessed to her role in the killing of Nicole Lovell. Keepers told investigators she and David Eisenhower discussed possible ways to kill Lovell. That included drugging her, Keepers hiding in the back of Eisenhower's car and knocking Lovell out, or making the 13-year-old's death appear to be a suicide. The day after that meeting, Keepers received a text from Eisenhower saying, "It's done." Keepers says they dragged Lovell's body down a hill and forced her into Eisenhower's trunk. She says they traveled to the Withville Walmart to get cleaning supplies, then to a place that looked familiar to Eisenhower to dump the body. Keeper says he took off Lovell's clothes, cleaned off the blood, and then pushed her down an embankment. Her body was found in Surry County, North Carolina. At Friday's hearing, all charges against Eisenhower were certified, and all charges against Keepers, except one of being an accessory after the fact, were certified to the grand jury. Ian Price, WFIR News.